Listener Production.
A fresh push for the Marinus Link build, plenty of jobs going right now, and all the details ahead of a massive weekend's TSL. Partly cloudy today, light winds and a top of 12. I'm Lee Jollo, and this is your Hobart Local News. A plan to build two new undersea power cables between Tasmania and Victoria has got the backing of the nation's energy market regulator. AEMO says the Marinus Link project needed now is critical to Australia's clean energy future. The state government's backing the plan, but Energy Minister Guy Barnett says the interconnectors' costs have to be fairly spread.
The independent regulator's made it very clear this is needed. In fact, it's an urgent national infrastructure project. We're backing it, but we'll only back it so that Tasmania gets a fair deal and a good deal.
The state government's getting serious about its sporting venues, recruiting a Sydney firm to find a leadership team for the new Stadiums Tasmania. The body will oversee the state's major sports venues. Our government's saying Stadiums Tasmania will supervise developments, including the proposed new stadium. The war in Ukraine is being blamed on confirmation the first of the two new Spirit of Tasmania ships will be delayed. A Finnish company started the build in February, and at the time we expected it'd be done in late 2023. But now it won't be delivered until early 2024. The second ship is still planned for delivery late in 24. The opposition is blaming the government's flip-flopping for the delay after they switched to the Finnish shipbuilder from a German one. There's plenty of jobs on offer in Hobart, which economists say is both good and bad. According to the Regional Australia Institute, the number of job ads here jumped by more than 7% in May compared to April. Chief Economist Dr. Kim Horton says while it's a sign of business confidence, it also highlights the lack of people to fill the roles.
Partly that's to do with employers just not being able to fill those roles. So initially it was unambiguously a good thing. Now it's looking like it's a bit of a sign of strain in the labour market that employers aren't really getting that ready flow of new staff that they're looking for.
94,000 Tasmanian concession card holders will soon get a $180 discount on their energy bills. The discount will be automatically applied from August 1, regardless of which energy retailer they're with, and all Tasmanians can now access the Aurora Plus app at no cost. Sue Leach from the Council of Ageing Tasmania says while the state government package is welcome, more needs to be done.
So I think key to making this package work is improving people's energy literacy, and that is an important component of it. We certainly welcome the efforts that Aurora go to about raising people's awareness of energy literacy, but I think more can be done in that space.
To sport now and looking ahead to round 14 in the TSL, and we've got the game of the round lined up at UTAS Stadium. It's North Launceston up against Lauderdale. The sides are battling for third on the table. Lauderdale coach Dan Willing says they're tracking pretty well.
Our form's actually been pretty good. We've had one really bad day and a couple of bad halves. I think we've won three out of our last four, so we feel like our form's pretty good and certainly understanding there's still some work to do.
The winless Glen Orkey play host to the table-topping Launceston. Assistant coach Anthony Cowley says it's about keeping it positive.
Just simple things, get little wins out of every contest and try and take some positives at each quarter time to talk about.
And finally, Clarence take on the Tigers at Bellerive. North Hobart's got the bye. Listener.